Mr. President, the resolution recognizes the 50th anniversary of the 1960 Pittsburgh Pirates World Series Championship team and Bill Mazeroski's walk-off ninth inning home run that ended the game and won the World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The 1960 Pittsburgh Pirates were considered grossly overmatched by the New York Yankees when they entered the World Series in October 1960, but pushed the series to a full seven games with wins in games 1, 4, and 5. And on October 13, 1960, in the bottom of the ninth inning in Game 7 with a score tied at 9-9, Yankee reliever Ralph Terry faced Pirates second baseman Bill Mazeroski, who, as he stated back then, just wanted to hit the ball hard and get on and get us started. Mazeroski, on the second pitch, hit a high fly ball over the 406-foot sign of the Forbes Field wall and into the grass and woods behind that 12-foot wall at Forbes Field. With that walk-off home run, Mr. President, the Pittsburgh Pirates became the 1960 World Champions, defeating the New York Yankees by the score of 10-9 and winning their third World Championship. Mr. President, in recognition of the 1960 World Series team and the walk-off home run by Bill Mazeroski, the Pittsburgh Pirates plan to erect a statue outside PNC Park. The statue is expected to be 12 feet tall and made from bronze, and it will be of Mazeroski rounding second base after that home run. The statue is intended to stand as a symbol of inspiration to those young and old who aspire to accomplish their dreams. Mr. President, at the age of 17, Maz signed with the Pittsburgh Pirates as a shortstop before being moved to second base. He spent his entire career playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates from 1956 through 1971, where he earned 8 Gold Glove Awards, had a career .983 fielding percentage, and led the National League in assists 9 times, and he still holds the Major League record for double plays by a second baseman. While Maz was noted for his defensive play, it was his winning World Series home run in the ninth that encapsulated him to fame, and is considered by many to be the most dramatic ending in the 106 years of World Series play. Mr. Mazeroski was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2001. He still works for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I'm happy to honor him today. Thank you, Mr. President.